I'd like to reflect a little bit this morning on the gospel passage that we've just heard. If I get a bit political, I don't apologise. So in that parable that we just heard, it was about two people. It was about somebody who had everything. Everything you could possibly dream of having. In our days, they probably would have won the lottery 5 times over. They've got so much, they don't know what to do with it. And at the same time, we heard about somebody who had absolutely nothing. And the parable then tries to give us an idea of what might happen after we die. And we heard that the roles were completely reversed. But the man who had everything on earth had nothing. And the man who had nothing had everything. And there was also another significant point in that parable, that there was a huge chasm between the two of them, and neither could cross. Now, I don't know about you, but it started me to think about present day. In our present day, there are people who have everything. People who want for nothing. And there are people who are destitute. And I think it's important to realise that it's not the having of things that's the problem. It's not the having of things that is the problem. It's the lack of recognition that there are people who are without. It's the fact that those who have often don't recognise there are those who don't have. And because they don't recognise it, they're not prepared to share what they have with those who have not. In fact, I would go as far as to say that the wealthiest in our society are more concerned about increasing their wealth than actually helping those who have not. Now, call that political if you like. But we're approaching Brexit. And all the experts, I mean, you might be fed up of hearing about Brexit, but I'm just going to say this. Because all the experts say, who's going to suffer the most if we crash out of Europe without a deal? Is it going to be those people who have everything? Or is it going to be the poorest in our society? Are the wealthy going to notice if their food bill goes up slightly? Are the wealthy going to notice if their fuel bills go up slightly? No, they're not. And there's even those who say that there's a plot in there somewhere because those who have made sure that they'll be all right should the worst happen. Now, you might say that's politics, but it's not. I'm talking about gospel values here. And Jesus explains it to us in that parable this morning. It's quite clear. If you continue through life having everything and not recognizing those who have nothing and not being prepared to share what you have with those who have nothing, then you will get your comeuppance. You will get your comeuppance. We had a description in that parable about what hell is like. I've got another one. Have you heard of the parable of the long spoons? Well, if you have, you're going to hear it again. And if you haven't, well, it might be enlightening. It goes like this. Hell. A man was once taken on a tour of hell and was surprised by what he saw. All hell's inhabitants sat at long tables in a dining room, spoons in their hands. The best smelling and best looking food to have ever graced the dining room filled the air with exquisite aroma. And the room was adorned with gold and diamonds. But the diner's arms were tied to slats of wood that kept their arms extended. In this position, the poor souls were unable to bend the spoons to their mouths. Hell was filled with the hungry, tortured by the fact that they were so close to the most amazing food imaginable, and yet couldn't eat it. He then went to heaven. Then the man visited heaven and found the same scenario. Long tables, hungry souls, strapped arms, unable to bend their hands to their mouths to eat. But there was a profound difference. The souls in heaven sat across from each other, not trying to feed themselves, but trying to feed the person sitting across from them. To me, that's the challenge to us as Christians. I'm not going to stand here and say that wealth is bad. It's not bad. It's what you do with it. And what that second parable told us is that we're called, no matter what we have, to help others. We're called to help those who have less than us. I mean, how often do we hear those on benefits vilified in the press? These scroungers, these people who try to cheat the system. But you know what? The effect they have on our economy fades into insignificance compared to the big businesses and the moguls and the people who have everything. But it's easier to pick on the weak. It's easier to pick on those who seem to be less than us than it is to address the real issues. Today's gospel is a stark reminder to us that we must address the real issues. We must try to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor, between those who have and those who have not. And the only way we will do that is first of all recognizing that there are those in need, and then secondly, being prepared to share what we have with those who have not. Because only then will we end up on the right side of the chasm. Only then will we end up in the place where people feed each other rather than trying to look after themselves.